We can be so impatient. And God is saying, pause. Yeah, but my wife is wrong and I need to tell her because I'm right and I'm going to tell her. Now, pause. No, God. You don't understand. I am right. I even have scriptures for my wife. Pause. And God is saying, cool it. Yeah, but I got to tell my kid. But my kid is wrong. I got scripture. Yeah, but your heart's not right. Yeah, but I'm right. Yeah, you're right, but your heart isn't. And I don't want your stuff. I want your heart.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, Pastor Wayne wraps up his in-depth look at Abraham, where we'll see that God didn't really want Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac. He just wanted to make sure he had Abraham's heart. And it's still true for us today. Here's Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, The Faith of Abraham.
Early in the morning, Abraham got up and rose, saddled his donkey, got his son, split the wood. Spiritual punctuality. You know, there's three kinds of people in the world. Those who slag way behind, delay way behind God. Those that run ahead of God because they're impulsive and impatient. And those that walk with God. I don't know about you, but my problem mostly is running way ahead of God. Spiritual punctuality, I still have to learn because I'm too impatient. I try to run ahead of God. Abraham knew that. When God promised him a son, and he was impatient, so he went into Hagar, his wife's handmaiden, and there she gave birth to a son, and his name was Ishmael. And he's still dogging the heels of the Jewish people today. David knows about running ahead of the Lord when he went into Bathsheba. Joseph ran ahead of the Lord when he received a promise from God and blurted it out to all of his brothers and caused a rift in his family. What kind are you? Do you run ahead of God? Or are you someone that has a tendency to delay and stay too far behind God? What kind are you? What tendency do you have? So let me ask you this question. How many of you, like me, have a tendency to get way ahead of God? Raise your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Good. Makes me feel better. How many of you lack too far behind God? You're too slow. Yeah. How many of you don't even know where God is? Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. There's, speaking about three people and timing, there's these three people. There was a Portuguese, a Japanese, and a Hawaiian guy. And they were in Aloha Tower, and they're talking about speed, you know, fast. And the Japanese guy said, hey, I'm so fast, I can take my watch off, throw it out the window, run down Aloha Tower, run outside, catch that bugger before it falls. Whoo, they said, that is fast. Try, prove it. I said, okay, watch this. And he took off his watch, threw it out the window, ran down Aloha Tower stairs as fast as he could. And as soon as he went out the door, just as he went out, you hear this thing, pow. Oh, that Portuguese guy laughed. You're too slow. The Hawaiian guy says, there's an art to this. Said, what do you mean? He said, you want me to do it? Yeah, you do it. I can catch him, you know. Oh, what, really? Yeah, watch this. So he puts his hand out the window and throws the watch up as high as he can. Woo! And then he runs down and he comes out the door and he looks. And the Portuguese guy's laughing. You throw him so high, the bugger is on the roof. So the Japanese guy says, you do it. So I can do it. The Portuguese guy says, you can. Yeah. Try it. He takes off his watch, casually throws it out the window. And like a ballet artist, he turns, walks down the stairs real slow, stops by the water cooler, drinks water. He takes a bite of somebody's hot dog, talks to a lady, pats her little kid on the head, goes downstairs, opens a door, puts his hand out, whoom, catches his watch. The other two guys go, whoa, how did you do that? He says, it's not about being too fast or too slow. It's being on time. I said, what? Yeah, because everybody knows my watch always runs 5 minutes slow. Timing. And spiritual punctuality isn't about speed. It's not about slowness. It's about knowing the difference. Because Abraham ran ahead of the Lord, got him in trouble. He tried to get rid of and excuse his wife, making it out to be his sister because he was afraid and wanted to lag behind. But this time when God tested him, he arose early in the morning and went up. What's your tendency? You see, each of us will go through a test. Here's one of the tests. Let me ask you this question. What has God said to you that you're still stalling on? Maybe he's talked to you 5 months ago, 4 months ago, maybe about beginning a devotion with him or a relationship with him that you're still kicking the can down the road. Or maybe letting something go that you should just let go, but it's still in your craw. It's still bothering you. And God said, let it go. Are you stalling on that? See, spiritual punctuality is important because we can lag too far behind. And God says, I want you to give forgiveness to so-and-so, and you still haven't. It's been a year. You see, God has healing for your relationship, for your marriage, for your life. But spiritual punctuality is so important because if I hold on to something that God's already spoken to me about, that healing or the promise cannot be released until I do my part. It's called spiritual punctuality. Remember this, God promises to heal, but you decide how long that's going to take. I'll heal your marriage. Yeah, but I don't think I'm ready. Year later, give her forgiveness. Get off of that horse. Quit riding that hobby horse around. Leave it. Oh, no. See, God will heal. You determine how long it'll take. You want it to take 5 years? It'll take 5 years. You want it to be never? That's why it is. Spiritual punctuality is critical for the promise to be released and the good news to take place. What has God spoken to you about that you're still stalling on? Maybe it's your devotions, or maybe your marriage needs health. You need some help. To get the help, you've got to be spiritually punctual. But you say, but I'm afraid of what might happen. I'm afraid they might not accept it. I'm afraid they might think that I'm weak. It doesn't matter. Remember this, courage is not the absence of fear. Well, I got to wait until my fear is gone. No, you don't. Courage is not the absence of fear. Listen, courage is obeying God in spite of the fear. We're all human. We're all going to run through times of seasons of fear. But you obey God. That's called spiritual punctuality. You understand? If you wait for the absence of fear, you're way behind. Because we're human. We have all different kinds of emotion and drama. But obedience to God is this. Courage is obeying God in spite of the fear. Remember Joshua 1:9. Read it with me in your notes, would you? Joshua 1:9. Go. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Timing. But in order to have that timing or that spiritual punctuality, you have to be courageous. And God says, and I'm going to give you commandments. A command. But the Lord says, have I not suggested to you? No, he said, have I not what? Commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's obeying God in spite of it. That's called spiritual punctuality. Command. Yeah, but my wife isn't, you know, she's not deserving of my forgiveness. Yeah, but, and we have all these excuses. No, the Lord says, didn't I command you? Forgive one another as I've forgiven you. Didn't I command you? Yeah. Well, let's say you're all army recruits. You're all buck privates. You just got recruited in the army. And I'm a drill sergeant. I'm a first sergeant in the army. And a four-star general is about to come in here and address you. Four-star general. And so I come in and say, attend, huh? What do you do? What do you do? You stand up. What if you say, but my knee sore? If you got a sore knee, what do you do? You stand up. What if your ankle's sore? You stand up. If there's a command, what do? You stand up. What if your friend says, hey, no, stand up. What do? You tell him, shut up. Yeah, you stand up. Why? Because it's not a suggestion. It is a... Now listen carefully. We would do that for a 4-star general. But Jesus is a 10 billion star general. He created the galaxies and the solar systems and the universe. He's the creator of everything. And he says, have I not commanded you? Oh, but my knee sore. My wife, my friends might not like it. Have I not commanded you? Yes, then stand. Spiritual punctuality is not courage because there's an absence of fear. It's courage to obey in spite of it. Because I know who my God is, and he has commanded me. And when Abraham heard the commander say, take your son, he arose early in the morning. The first test is, what has God asked you to do that you're still stalling on? It's time for spiritual punctuality. The second test is this, what has God spoken to you about that you need to pause on? Because, see, I have a tendency to go the other side. And you know what? Whether you're stalling or ahead of God, the devil doesn't care what side of the boat you go off. So long as you go off. We can be so impatient. And God is saying, pause. Yeah, but my wife is wrong and I need to tell her because I'm right and I'm going to tell her. Now, pause. No, God. You don't understand. I am right. I even have scriptures for my wife. Pause. And God is saying, cool it. Yeah, but I got to tell my kid that my kid is wrong. I got scripture. Yeah, but your heart's not right. Yeah, but I'm right. Yeah, you're right, but your heart isn't. And I don't want your stuff. I want your heart. Pause. Pause. No, I need to just... And you know, many of our marriage problems is because the husband might be right, but your heart is wrong. So your timing is off. If God doesn't have your heart, what you think is good news becomes bad news. Do you know that you can kill people with a Bible? You can use a scripture, but if your heart is wrong, but you're going to tell them why they're wrong. And God is saying, you know, I'm going to test you with that because I want your heart. Why don't you push pause? Because I need your heart back. I don't need your heart coupled to being right. I need your heart coupled to being with me. But see, we don't push pause and we just let them know. Our coworker, our boss, this person, that person, because I got the Bible. And you know what God is saying? You just turn the good news into bad news because your heart is wrong. Yeah, but I'm right. Yeah, you're right, but your heart isn't. What has God asked you to pause on that you have yet to do? With your kids or your wife or another Christian? You know, I wish someone would have helped me in the beginning to teach me what hills to die on and what hills not to die on. Because you're going to find a lot of faults in your marriage. But it's like the Lord is saying, don't die on that hill. It ain't worth it. It's not worth sacrificing your relationship to prove that you're right. Pause. And listen carefully. If you understand when to pause and when to speed up, you'll understand spiritual punctuality, and that will completely change your understanding of obedience. Spiritual punctuality. For some, what has God been saying to you that you've been stalling on? Be spiritually punctual. Others of you, what is God saying to you that you need to pause? Because if you don't learn how to pause, good news is bad news. But if you do, what could have been bad can be very good. In summary, I want you to watch a video that talks about that and let God remind us of even the simple things that he asks us to do If we understand spiritual punctuality, you'll see the kingdom of God's good news in motion and his promises starting to come to pass. Spiritual punctuality. Let's take a look.
My mama told me something when I was growing up that has forever changed my life. She played the piano at our little church at 3rd and Pine Street for 37 years. She tried to teach me to play the piano, but I wasn't very good. She would teach me the names of the notes, what a major key is, what a minor key is. She tried to teach me musical theory, but I was just bored. Then, one day, she told me that the best news in the world is found by playing a simple scale on the piano. I had no idea what she meant, so she told me to play an 8-note scale. So I did. I said, "How is that good news?" And she said I played it incorrectly and that I needed to play it the other way. So I did. Again, I said, "How is that good news?" And she said, "I played it the right way, but I needed to add the pauses." "The pauses?" She said, "The pauses. Add them on the first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note." Now, I was frustrated and said, "How can 8 notes with random pauses be the best news in the world?" Then I got up, walked away, and went outside. Frankly, I didn't care what she was talking about. I didn't like playing the piano anyway. Well, years later, my mama got sick and passed away. As I was thinking about her, I remembered what she told me about the piano. Not only that, I still remember the notes she told me to pause. The first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note. So I sat down at her piano and played the scale with the pauses. And that's when I realized the good news she was talking about.
Amen. Let's stand together. Spiritual punctuality. Last week we talked about spiritual tenacity, a lesson from Abraham, and today, spiritual punctuality. You get ahead of God and you can get an Ishmael. You walk with God, he'll test you, but the promise will come to pass. You'll be fortified, and the simple things of obedience becomes good news to your family, to your children, to your community. That's a good news. But you have to understand spiritual punctuality. If you do, obedience takes on a whole different meaning. And from Abraham, he would say to you, be tenacious, but be punctual, and everything will change. And that's why God picked him and made him an inductee into the Hall of Faith to teach you and me this morning. Let's bow our heads as we pray. If you're here today and you say, "You know, Wayne, I need to just start a walk with God. Oh, I'm usually one or the other. I'm either way ahead or way behind, but I need to walk with God, period. I've heard that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and God knows I need forgiveness. I just need to receive Christ as my Lord and Savior. It's time for me to turn from sin and turn to God." Well, that's his invitation. God's invitation is, would you come and follow me? Walk with me. And God gave you that invitation 2,000 years ago, when on the cross, he died for your sins. The next decision is yours, whether you'll say yes or no to that. And everyone must come to this moment in their life where they make that decision to follow Christ or not. I want to give you that opportunity for you to say yes to Jesus. To say, yes, Lord, I need your forgiveness. Yes, I want to walk with you. And if that's you today, just raise a hand right now and just let them know. Just say, yep, that's me, God. Yeah, okay. Yep, yep, Lord sees those hands. Okay. Yeah, all right, over there. Yeah, yep, okay. Yep, in the back, the Lord sees those. Yep. You can put your hands down. And if this is the first time you're receiving Christ, would you stop at with one of the ushers? They'll have a yes packet. And in that yes packet is a Bible and some follow-up material to help you in your first few steps with Christ. Now, let me speak to those of us that are Christians. And you say, you know, Wayne, I'm either or. I'm either way ahead of God or I'm behind him. And my spiritual punctuality is not the best. Because I'm understanding that mistimed obedience is still disobedience. I want God to develop in me a spiritual punctuality. If that's you, would you raise a hand and let him know? Say, yep, God, that's a big part of me that I need to learn. I need to grow in that. Yeah, yeah. Let's all pray this prayer together. And would you repeat this after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus, that you came, died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. I open my heart and receive you as Lord and Savior. I ask for forgiveness and a new beginning. I will walk with you. And now I say this so everyone hears me. So you can hear me, so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him in Jesus' name. Lord, that's our prayer and the cry of our hearts. Thank you for helping us to be a people of spiritual tenacity and spiritual punctuality. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, would you welcome these who said yes to Jesus?
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled The Faith of Abraham by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening. Now, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
Hi, this is Wayne Cordero. My passion is seeing men and women come to Christ and grow into leaders who plant churches and reach the world for Christ. That's why we started New Hope International. It's a ministry that has helped plant more than 150 vibrant churches worldwide. When you give, you're not just sponsoring a distant ministry, you're investing in eternity. You're helping to plant churches and raise leaders and train young men and women to take the gospel around the globe. I'd love to send you a copy, a signed copy, of my book, Jesus Pure and Simple. And to make your gift of $20 or more and receive your copy, just visit liferesources.cc. Again, that's liferesources.cc. And together, let's raise leaders, plant churches, and change the world for Christ.